Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Horrible day in Los Angeles. The rain is coming down. God has opened up the clouds and just pissed all over our beautiful city.
It's only a little.
I'm not doing great. It's not a little. It's an absolute downpour. And it is affecting my mood, if I'm being honest with you.
Well, of course the bad weather is going to affect your mood. You still were able to go to the gym or something, right?
Of course. Yeah. I've been doing some, to switch it up during the holiday season, I've been doing classes at Equinox. So I do 30 minutes on the treadmill right into a class. So I'm at the gym for 2 hours.
Good for you.
Because there's nothing else, because this is the worst time of year. It's very, for any grustlers, you know, this is hell on earth. So I have to kill time at Equinox.
Grustler folk like you could invent a term for this week. Like, there's like rush week. There's Black Friday.
For me, I would just reappropriate Hell Week.
From
the army. Hell Week is, it feels like, feels appropriate.
Maybe this is kind of like your tree talks,
I guess. I mean,
but instead of me smoke Batman tree and you are having like a G talks, and that stands for the Gmail suite, Google Calendar, Google Docs. Google Sheets, Pages.
I'm having a G-tox. I really am. That's exactly what I'm having. You're a genius.
That could have multiple meanings as well.
Yes.
That's what happens when like you spend too much time in Turks and Cake. The G gets
sucked right out of you.
Removed from your body.
You spend too much time in Turks and Caicos and you start going to dinner with Morgan Wallen and music videos and things just change up on you.
You stop having a fine scotch and switch up for a pineapple and Bailey's.
I'm having a G-tox and today is kind of the first, like, it's been okay. And yesterday I went and I went and hung out with, you know, Alex Goose. Do you know our friend Alex? Do you know him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's friends with Warheim, producer.
Yeah, he is. I went to go kick it with him, and he actually, Warheim has an office in his building. So I actually saw Warheim yesterday working on his book, really mad scientist vibes. But I'm saying I went to Lincoln Heights. I drove across town. I killed a good 4 hours.
So that's how little work you have to do right now. You drove to Lincoln Heights electively.
A neighborhood that I told Alex when I got there.
For listeners at home, what's the Lincoln Heights of New York for East
I don't,
Coast
but
familia?
That's my problem. I don't know what Lincoln Heights is. I'd never been there before. I didn't know anything about
it. Well, you're a cultural maestro. You could throw something together, right? Come on, maestro.
No, I have no idea. I don't even know where, because is it close to Highland Park?
It doesn't matter what it's close to. Nobody knows what it's close to.
I don't know what it is. I can't compare it to anywhere because I've been there for 5 minutes.
It's as East LA as you can get while having Brightland olive oil in your cochina.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's a mix of Mexican heritage and white settler direct to consumer products.
It's a mix of the Chicano heritage as well as people who work for Adult Swim.
Okay. Great apartment studio. You know, it's beautiful. But yeah, I'd never been there, and I took the surface streets to add 5 extra minutes. That's how I was feeling.
What?
Oh yeah. 5 extra minutes on the service streets. I had to go pick up some dry cleaning. We have a party to go to today. I had to go to Domain and pick up some wine.
Sure, bro. I mean, if you got, I'll give you some work to do if you ain't got nothing going on your platter. I got plenty you can get done over here, brother, man.
I mean, I don't do the stuff you do. I do more fun chores, but I'm open.
Oh, I'm not talking about chores, you know, just how long gone, just some stuff for our small business. We got to order a new paper and
we need a refill on printer
Q1.
Paper. Could you take care of that? Could you take care of the we need some new pens. You know, the kind I like, we're out. People have been stealing them all fucking year. If you could just go to Staples, that'd be great.
I don't need the pens, but when I have them, I'm in a lot better mood.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, it's fine. I'm, you know, I'm going to get through it just like you are, Jason. And I'm not going to be on the beach having spicy tuna crispy rice while baking the sun. I'm going to be in the Christmas trenches here in LA.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be in my own different kind of trenches because I looked up how much it costs to live where we're going to be staying.
You're saying, okay, you're saying that the hotel was well priced when Carolyn booked it a year and a half ago, yeah. But now when you're looking at the room service prices, you didn't know eggs could cost that much. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, we just by checking out the casual cafe menu where you like go and get like airplane sandwiches.
Yes.
Just looking at those prices alone, I'm never going to open the room service menu.
Okay. So is one of the errands you need me to run to hit Trader Joe's to kind of get your supplies for the canteen for the week?
No, I need you to hit Trader Joe's for a different reason. They have this machine there called the Coinstar. And what they'll do is you take all the quarters that you've been saving up all year.
Sure. Okay,
and they'll give you a slip, a coupon, and I know how much is in there, so you can't cheat a cheater, all right? I weighed it out.
No, of course. No, you're a guy who can eyeball a jar full of pennies and get it pretty close to the total. I mean,
yeah, I'm not you, jerk.
I don't.
I'm a hood figure.
I don't know if. Okay, so you've cleaned out the couch cushions. You've gone through both cars. You've got maybe $50, but every little bit counts, especially in Mexico. You assume the dollar is strong, but when you add the Nobu into the equation, the dollar is just decimated.
The assumption was made that one of the perks of traveling internationally, especially to Mexico, a place I've been to many, many times, and a lot of stuff, almost everything, todo, is cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Everything is cheaper. And not at the Nobu Hotel.
Not at the Nobu Hotel.
Okay, okay. Here's okay. The coffee shop, they have, you know, like cafe americano.
Sure.
You want an espresso? You want a latte? You want a cappuccino? A cortado? Whatever it is. All the coffee, you can order whatever coffee you want. It's all the same price, no matter what it is. From a latte to a
what
drip,
is that price?
Every single a shot of espresso. Every coffee item is $9.
Honestly, genius. I like it. I like it. It keeps you under 10.
I don't like going to Mexico and spending $9 for a shot of espresso.
Well, don't worry. Like I'm sure it'll be.
It's cheaper at it's cheaper at Noma.
I'm sure it's going to be only the best Starbucks dark roast.
And not Noma Tulum. Yeah, it's going to be some Starbucks dark roast.
It's definitely going to be Starbucks. Well, I don't know what to do except say this is the bed that you made and now you have to lie in it and you were so excited and I feel like some of your excitement has been zapped. Have you taken the Santa costume out of your luggage? Are you going bah humbug mode now? Are you joining me on the dark side?
No, because I'm pot committed now. I've already gone this far.
Yeah, sure.
Flights booked, Drake voice, et cetera. All this shit is already lined up. Am I going to get an upgrade? We'll see. The weather's not going to be terrible. It's only raining one of the days.
Getting the upgrade's least of your worries. You're going for 3 days. And you're going to spend $150 on coffee. You might as well start in the back of the plane. That's where you belong. You need to get humbled before you get humbled again. This actually, maybe Carolyn gave you this trip as a humbling exercise. Do you think that's possible? Or is this?
No.
This is, okay. You're okay. I just wanted to make sure. I just want to kind of flip over every stone here and kind of get to the bottom of this. You know that.
I'm with it, bro. But no, you are totally wrong. I think the general vibe, overall vibe of this trip is to not spend the holidays with our family.
I understand that, but what's worse? Spending the holidays with
rewrite the playbook.
What's worse? Spending Christmas with your family or spending $5,000 on coffee? And I would say the sushi grade fish in Mexico is going to be a little different than the sushi grade fish in Tokyo.
Oh, I know the answer to this question, but can we move on?
Sure, of course.
I pass.
I'm passing. We're actually going to dinner at Dan and Lauren's tonight for a little holiday cheer So I get to draw.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't remember where they live, but it's also going to take me an hour to get there. So at least
thanks for the invite, Dan and Lauren.
I'm going to check that off.
All these cookies. I guess I'm going to eat them all.
Don't do that. If you need me to come take care of the dogs while you're gone, I would do it for some cookies.
That's not true. And I'm not going to put these dogs' life in your hands.
I got my new car. And
okay, big up.
I just want to tell everyone that lives in Los Angeles about Israel from CLS, which is the lease broker that I use.
Really thought this was going a different route when you said that first word, first sentence.
I'm not exaggerating when I say to you that I texted this man, and within 24 hours he was at my door with a brand new car, and he took my old car away, and that was it. It was completely finished. I signed some paperwork, and he was gone. I had the car. Going to the dealership is a fool's errand. We all know that. But I guess some people like shopping for stuff.
Of course.
But I'm more of a... Yeah, there's no... I just was so happy with the experience. You know, I was really... It made me want to buy another car.
Okay. So Israel made it easy for you. You were looking for a car, and then you found a car. What a heavenly way to drive.
But the... that's the Lexus.
Lexus December to Remember every year. I would love to see some red buzz on some ES350s. What do you say, guys?
It's more that it's for... Because Ryland put me in touch with them, and Ryland was like, I knew you would like this because this is for decisive people. This isn't for people who are like, I'm not like totally sure. This is for people who are like, I know what I want. Bring me the car, and I will sign the paperwork, and we'll be done with it. Mm-hmm. And he was right. It was an excellent experience.
You did not come here to kick any tires. The tires have been kicketh.
But the biggest thing I've learned so far after 2 days of having the all new 2024 X5 is that it has the parking assist thing, and it is fucking lit. I've never done anything like that.
Like it drives it, like it moves the car for you, or like the beeping.
Yes.
Oh, you just hit a button and then it parks the hoe for
you.
Yeah,
you hit a button and it backs out of whatever spot you're in, no matter how tight.
Okay. And now if this was one of Elon's Cybertrucks, you would not trust it. You'd say, no autopilot recall. But since it's a nice Nazi sled like this, German engineering, you say... Das is good.
I'm not sure if Das... I don't... The wheel moves very fast. I guess I didn't realize I'm slow with my back out, but the wheel spins at such a rate. It's like a merry-go-round.
Look, that he said he was a power bottom, not a fast bottom.
Exactly. It's two different things. So I was a little... I'm a little weird about it, but it's so cool that it's fun to use. It feels like you're on a roller coaster. You know my favorite.
I think the only time you get used to auto drive in a car is if you're an alcoholic. Otherwise, it's just kind of odd. Sure, you know what
sure,
I mean?
For sure.
But anyways, right. We got a guest today, Chris.
We got a guest today. I'm sorry. Heather McMahon is our guest. She is a comedian and writer. Her new special, Son I Never Had, is on Netflix as we speak.
I've seen it. She's an ATL Georgia shawty.
She's ATL, but also she, much like you, is an obnoxious person who got married in Italy and made all of her loved ones fly there to celebrate. So I can't wait to unpack
Bravo.
The shared psyche between you two. Two comedians married in Italy. There's so much in common here.
Come for the cacio pepe, stay for the dick. That's what I said.
All right, let's give Heather a buzz. How Long Gone is brought to you by our dear friends at BetterHelp, Jason.
BetterHelp, you know, summer travel season is coming up. Luckily, my BetterHelp therapist also fancies themselves a bit of a travel agent. So for maybe the first half of our sweet sessions, we're spent off clock going through, you know, hotels, ferries, car rentals, restaurant recommendations. It's as if I have two wives. I have two wives inside of me. And
sure.
Yeah, so it is a fun way to find and connect different therapists. You get one that you really like. You guys are gossiping. You guys are chit-chatting. You guys are talking about your personal interests. Next thing you know, it's time to actually do the work. So it feels good building those mental health relationships with people you actually like. And on BetterHelp, there are so many different therapists to choose from.
I don't like anyone. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/howlong today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/howlong.
Nice.
How Long Gone is brought to you by Nutrafol. As you know, hair thinning is quite complicated. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health. And internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and most importantly, grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair.
Go ahead, give it a tug. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth suppy, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with considerably less shedding. Thank God. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time. Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code How Long, all one word. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists and professional stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L. I got Raf on the nut.com promo code How Long. That's Nutrafol.com promo code How Long.
Jason's kind of an audiophile, so he really gets off on a clean take.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm a tech junkie. So me seeing a lady with her own Zoom, mama mia, you know?
Oh, baby.
Listen, I don't fuck around. It's funny, like, you know, because I do stand up. I've been on other sets before, and it, you know, it's always funny when you see like comedians versus like just straight actors, because I'll go to like craft services. I'll make my own sandwich. I'll do my thing. I'll bring my stuff. Nobody has to like run an errand for me. And everybody on set is always like, wow, I feel like we're not doing enough, but like, are you good? I'm like, guys, I'm self-sufficient because I fucking do stand up. I'm like, actors and musicians need to be, well, I don't even know musicians, but actors need to be coddled. Like, they don't know how to like go get their own things. I'm like, no. I'm in the Cleveland airport at the Sky Club crying every fucking Thursday by myself. So I know how to get my own shit.
Yeah. I'm doing, the life of a stand up does seem like you get to go to America's worst cities.
Yeah.
It's good for material though.
It's great. Yeah. Oh man. I did a show in Tampa a year ago and a woman just like shit her pants and like disappeared. We have no idea where she went. She just left her soiled pants and her jeans in the bathroom. And so that was like, we had to hold the show 30 minutes because security was like, we got to find this woman. We don't know if she left without her pants. Yeah. Like shit, crazy shit happens, especially in Florida.
Damn. I got E. coli at Heather's show in Tampa.
So there's a good 100%. Chance damn. She's listening to this right now. She's a super fan of yours, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have pods in Tampa.
I was doing a show in Cincinnati, which is actually one of my favorite cities to perform in. I'm at a Walgreens down the street from the theater beforehand, you know, probably getting chapstick or some shit. And this woman's just smoking a blunt in the middle of the Walgreens. And I can smell it. I look over.
Inside the Walgreens, to be clear.
Inside.
Picking up Father's Day cards.
Did not give a fuck. Yeah, and she looked at me and she's like, you want a hit? And I was like, fuck yeah, Cincinnati. I did not, because I don't do drugs before I perform. But I was like, this is why I love coming to Cincinnati. You know, I see America.
I didn't know Cincinnati had flavor like that. That is a little, that's cooler than I thought.
Like, hey, we lock up our deodorant here too, guys. Don't forget it. Okay, Heather, 100%. I saw you drinking out of a Master's.
Yeah.
Tervis Tumblr. That's what lets me know that you're a woman in the South currently, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what.
It makes me feel nice because we're in the middle of winter and this is like a little bit of summer sunshine for me.
Yeah. I played golf growing up. That was my other solo sport that I did. But my husband is like, he's addicted. He's definitely on the spectrum somehow when it comes to sports, but he is addicted to golf. And so I have glowed up his life so much. I take him to the Masters every year. That's just like my gift to him. Wow. So I, of course, go into the merch tent and spend thousands of dollars on shit.
Well, it's known. I mean, the Tervis, I'm from Atlanta, actually, myself.
Yes, that's right.
The Tervis is part of our culture. Mm-hmm. And I think I got Jason one for Christmas last year, actually. And it's the pride of my cabinet. Passage.
It says "How Long Gone Co-host" written on it, in like, but you know when you get the Tervis where they have like the embroidery letters, like actual fabric letters inside of it, not just printed on.
Yeah,
yeah. This is the fabric. This is the fabric on this.
Yeah,
that's because of the patented double wall technology to keep your beverage cold and hot. It has a space for the lettering, Jason. That's what it is.
So when you go to the Masters with your husband. Are you paying full freight for this, or do you have a plug to get a little backstage action, or are you coming out of pocket?
We got a plug.
Okay, you got a
plug. Yeah. I got a little bit of a plug.
It doesn't mean the gift is any less thoughtful, of course.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
But basically what happened was a lot of the professional players, their wives have been following me through comedy, and so they're fans. Oh. And so I became friends with a lot of these gals, now friends with the players because I grew up playing golf. And so now we're kind of dialed in. Like, we went to the Ryder Cup. I took my husband for his birthday this year to the Ryder Cup in Italy. Like, honestly, wife of the year. I do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. It's sad that he had to fly in row 43, but at least he got to see the guys hit the ball. Yeah. That's really nice. That's really nice of you. That's really nice.
And does he get all of your companion passes and upgrades on Delta flights? How does this work?
Oh, yeah.
What happened when there's one upgrade? Do you ever give him the first class upgrade and you go in the back?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. Okay. Usually, listen, I don't spend, even for being a Southern woman, I spend 90% of my money on flights and like nice hotels. That's my love language. That's my luxury that I need in my life.
Welcome home, sugar. Welcome home.
Me too.
Yeah. I work too damn hard to be in coach. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. But I did start noticing this thing where if we were in Delta Comfort and he was flying with me, he would get upgraded before me. We're both Diamond. And I was like, is it alphabetical? Because his last name is Daniels. I didn't take my husband's last name. And then I started to realize every time he would get upgraded before me. I fly more than him. We're both Diamond. But I started to really suss things out. So I called some friends at Delta and I was like, is this a fucking patriarchy thing? Because I would murder my husband. I called.
I'm the reason this bastard's Diamond.
Yeah, 100%.
So What do you I was going to say patriarchy. That was my guess. But is there another culprit here that we weren't thinking of?
Yeah, well, tell me about the algorithm.
Technically, it's because he would always buy a ticket after me. Like, I'd buy my tickets for tour, and then he would jump on. So he would be purchasing a more expensive ticket. Do I always believe that? Oh. No, I don't. You know? But that's what they're telling
Interesting. That makes sense.
But
though. Also,
your husband has the name of famous actor, right? Do you think that plays any part?
Oh, it very well could. yes, my husband is Jeff Daniels, the Jeff Daniels from Dumb and Dumber, from Newsroom, and a lot of other just incredible masterpieces.
He could be
it's
your
funny,
father.
He really could. He gets better dinner reservations. Like, if we're trying to get in somewhere fancy, he'll get in before I will, any day. Yeah.
But then when he walks in, they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, they're so disappointed.
I like when we were talking in the intro about getting married in Italy. I also got married in Italy in June.
Hell yeah. Where'd you get married?
Toscana.
Yeah, same.
Same?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we're villa mates.
Yeah, what villa were you at?
Not what villa were you at?
I was at the Villa Medici Liliano. So we were like 15
okay, it was
minutes
not that
north.
One.
Okay, it was not that one. Okay.
It was not that one. That I do know.
Yeah.
Wait, and you studied abroad in Italy, so you have a rich history with the culture. Is that right?
Yeah, I blacked out for a solid 4 months in Florence, Italy, back in 2008. And really just, you know, sowed my wild oats. How I made it home alive, I will never know. But Florence is my favorite city in the world.
Did you have any romantic flings, or was it just a blackout situation?
I would say, I wouldn't say romantic. I would say I went to Pound Town pretty steadily. Yeah.
So you like the Italian lover. Like, you play into the fantasy of the Italian lover.
Oh, who doesn't?
Do I play into the fantasy? I'll tell you, though, this is in true, like, me fashion. First night I went out, I made out with a guy. He was from Cancun. I'm like, I'm the only person who went to Italy and hooked up with a Mexican. Second night, I'm so drunk outside of like this nightclub. It was called Central Park, and it was kind of like on the outskirts of Florence, and every study abroad kid went there. And we were having the time of our life, and I ended up hooking up with a guy outside, and my friend stops me. She like taps me on the shoulder, and she's like, he doesn't have teeth. And I took a step back. It was a nice Croatian man, very handsome, but there was a lot of loose teeth. So I then eventually got my shit together and, you know, really elevated and had more of a luxurious experience. But the first 2 weeks were, they were touch and go.
That's great. I mean, I just, the only thing with, you know, you wake up next to an Italian, you got to check your purse, make sure your credit cards are still there, all that stuff. But otherwise, otherwise they are hot. I mean, you know, no one can argue that.
I made sweet love to this great Italian guy. And afterwards he was like, pulled out a Marlboro Red. He's like, we smoke a Marlboros. And then all he wanted to do was watch The Simpsons because they're obsessed with American television.
Yes.
And I was just laying there in this like this bungalow villa. And I'm like, we're smoking Marlboro Reds, watching The Simpsons. I'm like, this is peak.
You're like, wow, I love study abroad. I'm learning a lot. I'm really learning a lot.
I would love to see an Italian man passionately screaming at The Simpsons.
I agree. I tell anybody, I tell these like my friends' kids, I'm like, go study abroad. I'm like, get abroad. You know what I mean? Like, live your life, live your truth. Go to Germany. I don't care where. Just go get dick down in another country.
I always love when people are like, when they study abroad somewhere and you're like, you went where?
Well, other than the fucking, what else do you take from studying abroad? Because that seems to be the hero theme here.
I did not go abroad for scholastic or educational purposes. Because I was a theater arts major. I didn't do the other clubs and stuff that other people would have to take. Like most people, if you're a finance major, you have to take theater to get credit.
Right.
So my college professors were like, you need to go and take like wine tasting, cooking, all this random shit to fulfill. Yeah. So I go, my journey over there was from like 9 to 11 every morning, I would take Italian cooking. And then from 1 to 4, I was doing like I was taking sommelier classes, and that I got 15 hours of credit for this shit. My parents were like, what the fuck are you doing over there?
What esteemed university? I want to put them on blast.
The University of Mississippi.
Okay. That makes a little more sense. I was going to say DeVry, but I knew you were better than that.
The sommelier program at Ole Miss is exquisite. What they do there.
They were like, you need just like random electives. Because I was in like a conservatory art program. Right. So I got to go over there and bullshit while all my other friends are taking like, you know, the history of the Renaissance and language classes. And I'm just eating and getting drunk every day by 4.
That is like, really cool.
I got ravioli till 12 if you want to meet up after.
I got ravioli homework tonight. Yeah.
So Heather, Christmas is here.
Yeah.
Is it true that you and your family do not give out gifts to each other?
We don't give out gifts to each other. It's never honestly been like our thing. My mom and dad were so shitty at gifts growing up. Like my dad would always just forget at the last minute and palm me like a couple $100 and then take me to Lenox Mall the next day and be like, get what you want.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's go.
Sensational.
Parking's tough right after Christmas, but I'm sure you guys found a way.
Exactly. So then, flash forward years later, my dad decides to die at Christmas, okay? So he died on the 23rd from pancreatic cancer. So it's going to be 8 years on the 23rd. So for the last 7 years, my family, we just go away. We go on vacation. There's no kids in the fam. My sister doesn't have kids. I don't either. Mm. So we always just like go somewhere sunny and enjoy our lives. This year, I was like, we're not going to be Scrooges. We're not going on vacation until January. I said, I'm putting up a fucking tree. We will be holly. We will be jolly. Like, we're going to celebrate.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm forcing Christmas joy on everyone this year, and we'll see how it goes in a couple days.
Okay. Are you feeling anxious not spending Christmas in Turks and Cake this year and staying home in the cold? What's up? How are you feeling?
What a white woman problem to have. I am having high anxiety about not being in the Turks. Acknowledging that.
You're like, I love saving money on those private flights to St. Bart's, but I am having some anxiety about it. I am feeling weird. I am feeling very weird.
Yeah, I mean, I will let you know, I have been taken down a humble notch this year. We are flying Delta Comfort down to the Turks on the 3rd of January. But yes, no, we are staying home. I am feeling a little anxious. Like the tree is up. I'm, you know. Yeah, a little anxiety, a touch.
That's fine.
The holidays are hard.
Do you live in Atlanta now?
I moved in to my childhood home after my dad died. My husband and I were in New York, and we moved down and took over my childhood home. And my mom lives with us. Or you could say we live with her. Yes, I'm back in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lot to unpack there.
Okay. Did you want to do this, or was your mom like, get your ass back here?
All right.
Is this under duress is what I'm asking? Is there somebody with a gun to your head right now?
Emotional duress is kind of my everyday life. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes and no. So what happened was, living in New York with my husband, pandemic hits, we come bug out down here, right? I mean, you're from Atlanta. You get it. Like, you know, the quality of life is pretty nice. So,
very.
Especially during a pandemic. We got a saltwater pool. Okay. We live on the golf course. Like, we're doing okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my mom was in this big house. She's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to sell it. My husband and I are like, we'll buy it. So we're redoing everything. But one of the perks of the gig is in the contract is she comes with us. I have a great relationship with my mom, but I mean, I've been on the road touring all year, and every time I come home on a Sunday, it's the same shit. I'm exhausted. And she's like, are you taking me to dinner? I have to like entertain and wine and dine her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that weighs heavy on my heart.
Yeah. I'm sure. It's funny. We have a friend, Pia and Davide. This is exactly what they did. Jason, it's crazy. They like moved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same thing. Her dad died.
Passed away. Maybe around a similar amount of years. She moved into her childhood home with her husband, and her mom lives there as well. It's like a sitcom, you know.
It is like a sitcom.
I'm friends with Pia, and she and I found each other because we're on the same podcast network. And literally, I was like,
"Oh,
I
said, dear media family, yeah. Sorry about that."
Oh, how could we forget?
I just said, Pia, we're literally living the same life, except your husband's a real Italian, and my husband's just a New York Italian. And I'm like, this is fucking wild.
Okay, so you and your mom, what is your mom doing all day? Is she just kicking it?
My mom is actually a very talented painter. So she has a studio in the house. She's painting. She does, however, though, go to like TJ Maxx 6 times a day and Target.
Sure.
And I follow her on like, you know, my iPhone, and I'll literally be on the road. I'll be doing a show, and it'll be like a Saturday afternoon. I'm like, why are you at a Ross for Less right now? Go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are you at a Ross? Go home, put on some leather pants, go to the St. Regis Bar. If you ever want to find a date, you're not going to find it at a fucking Ross for Less in the suburbs. Get your shit together.
So is she looking for a man?
She is. I mean, listen, my mom had an amazing relationship with my late father, but she's at a point. My mom's 76. She does not look a day over 40. She is hot. The tits are perky. She is a lot like, she has more energy than all of us. And so she definitely wants to like date and be young. I mean, she said she wants to have sex. So I tell her, get to the St. Regis Bar.
She said she wants to have sex.
Yes. And
I don't.
And I quote, I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, yeah. She's not dead yet.
I cannot imagine.
Okay, so
at all.
The St. Regis Bar in Atlanta, that's known as where some of the whales are
bellied up
for a martini.
Yes, that or I guess you could say sex workers. So I told her, get in there, you know, throw some elbows, find your way.
Mm-hmm. No, it is a popular spot for women of the night.
It sure is.
And the men who love them. And I've witnessed this before. I've been there, and I've seen it. And there's a great hotel like that in every major city in America. That's kind of what we're built on.
Of course.
Sure, yeah, the Polo Bar in New York. Mm-hmm. A lot of talent there.
Your mom kind of being willing to go up against these professionals, it says a lot about her character.
Yeah, she is just ready to roll. I mean, she's a hot redhead, you know, and she's a little minx. But she went on a date recently. They went to the St. Regis, and I went to Chops, which is a fancy steakhouse next door.
Yes,
yes,
next door.
And I'm with my friends drinking martinis.
Same valet.
And she went on this date with this guy. He's a big music manager. One of my friends are in this big band, so they're like, hey, we got a great idea. She should hook up with our manager. He's also widowed. His wife died of cancer. It's perfect. This is the difference between women and men. My mom is now almost 8 years a widow, and she still is like taking her time to make sure that like she's going out, vetting people, like whatever. This guy's wife had died like 8 months before, and he was already trying to make out of the bar. And my mom was just like, what the fuck? I mean, she's horny, but she was just like, oh my God, this poor woman's not even like cold in the ground yet.
Damn.
And that's the difference.
That is men are from Mars, women are from Venus type shit right there. Yeah. That's true.
Guys are horny.
100%.
Hey there, overwhelmed foodies. Are you drowning in a sea of meal kit options, feeling like you're in a bad dating game where every contestant looks the same? Fear not, because amidst the chaos, there's one shining star worth your culinary affection. Home Chef is not just another fish in the meal kit sea. They're the gourmet catch that you've been dreaming of. Say goodbye to swiping left on lackluster meals and swipe right for the one brand that will make your taste buds swoon.
Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef design recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, I like to chop myself, or quick microwave meals that are assembled in minutes, Home Chef has you and your entire family covered for delicious meals, 30 options per week, and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. I'm keto now. Not only is it convenient, but it is also economical. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. Mamma mia.
For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners, our listeners, 18 free meals plus free shipping on your first box and free dessert for life at homechef.com/howlong. That's homechef.com/howlong for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. homechef.com/howlong. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Korea World is a new cookbook written by Dookie Hong and friend of the show Matt Rodbard, the New York Times best-selling authors of the book Koreatown.
Korea World is a vibrant exploration of the evolution of Korean cuisine, both in Korea and in Korea towns across the United States, with more than 75 bold, flavor-packed recipes and stunning photography.
The authors take an inside look at the exciting evolution of Korean food through stories of chefs, home cooks, as well as recipes that are shaping modern Korean cuisine.
The book begins in Seoul, where the barbecue scene is pushing into new territory and where the city's third wave coffee culture is exploding.
The tour continues with late night food adventures in Los Angeles, my hometown, and stops into the kitchens of innovative chefs from New York City to Portland, who are putting modern spins on Korean classics.
Recipes include giant short ribs, whole fried smash rockfish, and pineapple kimchi fried rice.
I'm sad I didn't get to name the foods and you did. Korea World is essential reading for anyone curious about the future of food.
Available wherever books are sold. Is this guy age appropriate?
He is, but okay. He's technically around my mom's age, but this is why he's actually not age appropriate for her. My mom was 11 years older than my late father. So she was an original cougar before being a cougar was a thing. So she doesn't want somebody in their 70s. She's like, oh, so then they're going to turn 80 and I got to fucking take care of them. She's like, I want somebody who is younger, who has energy, because my mom's still in like great shape.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep that in mind.
There's a lot of talk about age discrepancies lately.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I need you to keep this in mind. If you guys know any, if you have uncles, you know, any other, you know, any stepdads or anything, let me know, because our family's a fucking hoot. And we have a place in the Turks and Caicos, so built-in vacations.
Oh, that's nice.
So I just really like to find my mom somebody fantastic.
That's cute. That's nice. Okay, so this is a good package we got here. This is a good...
great package.
There's a lot on the table for this. I like that. I like that.
What do you, as somebody who's a lifelong enjoyer of Turks and Cake, what do you think about the Drake's influence on this island and what it's done in the last...
Do you feel the effects as a homeowner?
Let me tell you.
As a native islander.
Let me tell you something about Champagne Poppy. I went on a rant about this the other day. I am so upset. First of all, he only started coming down maybe 2-3 years ago. The reason we are Turks and Caicos people, my dad went down there years ago. We developed a hotel down there, right? That's just our vibe. We've been going to the Turks since they had limestone roads. I love the people. That is my place. Long story short, Drake starts coming down. And you can't even go to the fucking...
The real colonizer.
The real colonizer. Exactly. You cannot even go to one of our favorite bars, which is called Noah's Ark. It's a floating tiki bar in the middle of the ocean. If you try and go up there on a boat day on a Saturday or Sunday, it's all of Drake's buddies. They're like, we're at weight capacity. Nobody else.
Oh, because it's in the ocean? Yeah, he's got big guys ocean. With him. They're
Chubbs.
Yeah.
We got to jettison a couple of these big guys.
Yeah, Chubbs is taking up two stools. This thing's going to go under if we don't.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. I am going down in January. I know he's down there right now. So I have some friends down there. They're like, oh, we ran into Drake at the restaurant. I'm like, that's why I can't get a fucking reservation. I'm pissed. I am one of the white women who is very upset Drake is there, unless he invites me to his house. Uh-huh. And then I will give him a hand job.
I was about to say, you'll fold like a fucking newspaper. Yeah. If he's like, why don't you just come up? Don't come through.
I will give him a hand job. I'll show him a tip, whatever he wants. I just, yeah, I will join the party.
It is funny though how, like, someone of that level goes somewhere like that's relatively small, and it's just kind of like it disrupts the daily life. It really does.
But it is funny because everybody in the Turks does not give a shit. They're like, yeah, Drake's here. You know, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Well, I'm sure they like the influx. There is an influx of money, obviously, yeah, which is probably good overall. But
there usually is there, I'm assuming. There's usually an influx.
Well, if you can't.
I've never been.
If you can't go to your favorite floating tiki bar, what's the fucking point? You know, it's like, is life worth living?
What's the point of living?
Like, what am I doing here? What's the point?
We often talk on this show to people who are in bands, musicians, people like that, who have histories partying, and we ask this question to some of them. I feel like I want to try it on you. Mm-hmm. Are you able to rank your top 5 prescription pills of all time?
Oh, absolutely. Where do we go? All right. I would say, now this is going to come... I'm not really even going to go in order. I'm just going to tell you what I like and don't like.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in order.
Listen, threw out my back in April, thought I was going to love a muscle relaxer. Didn't do much. Didn't put me down the way I thought it was going to. Do not love any sort of like a painkiller, like an Oxy or anything. They make me itch. Mm-hmm. Like I get the itchies. Yeah. You know, if you've taken a Loratab recently and you're sitting on the couch like a crackhead, not my thing. I love a Trazodone. I do love a Xanax, you know? Those are where I really, you know, get loosey-goosey, and I love an Adderall. So mine are really fixing problems kind of pills.
Yeah, I mean, the itching is kind of, to me, that was always like, it lets me know it's working. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I like that a little bit. But it is,
good for you.
It is considered junky behavior. So you have to kind of watch it.
You do have to watch it.
You gotta keep an eye on those Oxycontins.
Gotta keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Between the Xanax and the Trazodone, are there any subtleties or differences? I'm not familiar with the Traz effects.
So Trazodone is technically like a sleep aid, but not like an Ambien. It's like, it's almost like Xanax light. So you can take one, you'll fall asleep hard, but you're not going to feel like sometimes when you take a Xanax, it like really takes you down. Mm-hmm. So you can take those and kind of be out in public more. I haven't taken like a real hard Xanny in a minute. But yeah, Trazodone, when I'm on the road, it's very hard for me to come down after a show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I won't eat dinner till like midnight. And then next thing you know, I'm looking at the clock. It's 2 a.m. I still haven't like settled.
Right.
So I had to start taking them because if I have to get on a flight the next morning, like 8 a.m., I'm not going to make it. So, yeah, I had to get those Trazzies in the system.
It is really, it's tough to come down after those electric, you know. The crowd is cheering. You know, it's tough. It's tough. How do you just go watch the news and fall asleep?
We just started doing live shows, and so we're sort of experiencing that as well. But we try to have like what are the pre and post show rituals? Like we never eat dinner before a show.
I don't either. I mean, listen, I talk about partying all day, but it's so funny when I'm on the road. I'm such a buttoned up profesh. I don't drink at my shows. I don't do drugs before my shows. Like I am so anal about performing, but if I'm doing clubs, I'll have wine or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like to know what I'm doing. My pre-show ritual is so embarrassing. So I realize, especially in stand-up, and I'm sure musicians feel this way, it's very overstimulating, right? I don't shut the fuck up. I'm talking for 90 minutes. Like so you're elevating up here. And so I am very quiet before a show. I don't like anybody coming backstage. Like if I'm performing in a town with a bunch of friends, I'll see you after the show. I have to like shut down the machine. I listen to, this guy's is so embarrassing. I listen to a very curated Spotify playlist called Cocktail Jazz. I listen to that, really gets me zenned out. And then
I'm familiar with that playlist actually.
It's nice. You feel like you're at the Bemelman's bar at the Carlisle, right?
so you're backstage in Wichita, and you're uptown in your mind. Is what you're
honey,
saying?
Oh, honey, I am uptown. I'm having a dirty martini. I'm having a cheeseburger slider. Yeah.
Okay. Oh wow. Okay.
The nuts are hot and they're bottomless.
Without a doubt.
The chips are actually just Lay's, but they're delicious. They're so delicious. Good. Like they're so good.
Oh, no, I'm back there probably having like maybe a 6 count of Chick-fil-A nuggets just to have a little something in the system.
Okay.
Having
okay.
a raspberry or pink lemonade Spindrift. I do my own makeup. That's my zen time. So I beat a face. I put on my glitter suit. And then I'll listen to probably Drake and or like Cardi B to hype myself up okay. about 3 minutes before I go out on stage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the pee situation? Do you do one last? What time do you pee before you go on stage? Or is that just a regular whatever?
So I'll usually have some sort of nervous tummy situation. Like I'll, you know, almost shit my pants right before I go out on stage.
Yeah.
And then while my opener's on, I will pee about 6 times. So I'll go to the edge of the stage. I'll come off, I'll pee. I'll go to the edge of the stage. I'll come off and pee. And I'm, you know, I have a tiny urethra actually medically. Yeah. So when I pee, it's like a pressure washer. It's not like a, so I really hit the bowl hard.
Okay.
And then back and forth.
Less of a shower, yeah. more of a jet stream.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. Jason mm-hmm. kind of gets...
They can hear it in the rafters.
Jason gets quiet, I would say. We like to host a large group backstage before and have a party atmosphere.
Yeah.
But Jason, because Jason's working on...
Kevin Hart style, you know?
Mm-hmm. And the... Yeah, yeah. The Red Cup Boys vibes back there. Yeah. But he Jason needs a little time because he's working on the set list, and I can tell when I need to shepherd the people
yeah.
away from him to give him his mm-hmm. his time, because that's going to benefit me as well. You know, I need to, but he is drunk.
Nice.
That's
nice.
That I will say that.
I don't have the ability to not drunk. Entertain. Like it's whether it's like me being an actual like entertainer, the Southern woman in me is like, I got to make sure you have a drink. Mm-hmm. And did you get something from the charcuterie board? Like, I don't have a chill. There is no way for you to be in my space mm-hmm. and me not to make sure that you're comfortable. And it's some sort of probably like people pleasing thing that I need to work through. So I finally had to just be like, I can't take care of anybody else but myself. Yeah. So I just, I'm like, you guys will fucking party after the show, but nobody's back.
That's there. Mature. I like that. I'm sure it took years.
Thank
oh,
you.
I'm sure it took years to learn that that's good for you,
yeah.
you know, trial and error, but we made it, you know,
yeah.
I saw that you're going to Australia, aren't you?
I am. And I've never performed in Australia. I don't have no idea if I even have fans there, but we're going, we're doing it.
Let me tell you something, sweetheart. We had fans. Yeah. We sold out a show in Melbourne. So you're going to be fine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're going to be fine. But it's honestly paradise. Like I can't believe how nice it is.
Yeah.
And clean and just everything's great. You're going to love
Everybody
it.
Everybody says it's like all the perfect things about LA. That's what it is. They're like, it's just the yeah. best.
It's funny because I found, where are you doing? You're doing a bunch of, are you doing multiple cities or is it like?
I'm doing Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney, but I'm also there while Taylor Swift is there. So like I'm fucking fighting the hussies that are going to her show.
Damn.
Poor planning.
Like you guys have crossover on the same night.
We have crossover one night. And then I think when like I'm in Sydney, she's in Melbourne. Then when I'm in Melbourne, she's in Sydney. But either way, I was like, guys, we couldn't have, like my audience is like heavily female. We could not have rescheduled this.
Yeah, that's yeah. tough.
That's a conundrum.
Yeah.
I mean, but I will say this. The beauty of it is they know the effort it takes to get all the way
yeah.
to their end of the earth country. And they respect that you make the journey. So they're warmed up. They're happy.
You don't even have to do well. You can just try out new shit, honestly. They're just happy to see you.
They're just happy that an American came down and is doing their thing. It's a really nice, safe atmosphere. I
love
say.
That. All my friends who've recently toured Australia are like, you're going to fucking love it. I mean, I should try new material because my first 20 minutes is about Alabama football. So I do think I'm going to have to write some new jokes.
Yeah, the Roll Tide stuff's not going to really hit in Brisbane. That's a good point. It's going to be a little tough.
Exactly.
Switch to rugby. Yeah. If any of the stuff is interchangeable with rugby, just give it a shot.
That's smart.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear you talk about watching Australia Rules women's rugby on the telly. It's really something else.
I was built for rugby, so I feel like if I did live over there, I mean, I have the shoulders to easily play in the NFL, but I would definitely, I probably should have gotten dialed into rugby at some point in my life, but you know.
It's interesting to watch a sport that you don't understand, but it feels so similar to sports that you do understand. Whereas like cricket just feels insane.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like football. It acts like football. It is not football. And it's a very, it's just hard to understand.
Oddly enough, Kamala Harris was in Atlanta the other day coming to like the National Cricket League. And I was flying out and they had to like hold us because she was flying in. And I'm like, what the fuck is the vice president coming to Atlanta, Georgia to watch cricket for? I don't know if I missed something, but
it feels like a Mad Lib, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a lot going on right now. I think it's a little, you know what I mean? They're winding it down. She wants to get out of the house.
That's
Joe's
true.
Annoying, you know. Yeah.
So Chris is a big fan of water drinking. He's got a gallon jug right there usually. And in your special, something caught my ear. You mentioned that your parents had a Poland Springs 5-gallon dispenser in their master bedroom.
Yeah.
And
kinky.
Well, telling a story, a funnier part that I won't step on because it's really funny, but that part I wanted to talk about. Did you ever get to the bottom of why they needed a 5-gallon water dispenser in the bedroom?
Yes, it was because my dad was lazy and didn't want to walk downstairs to refill any sort of water. But the irony of it is my dad never drank water, nor does my mom. My dad lived off caffeine-free Diet Coke, so I'm pretty sure that's what killed him.
Okay.
But he would have like 12 caffeine-free Diet Cokes a day. And at our local country club, he would have like the Tervis tumbler that you were talking about earlier. He would have his own Georgia Tech a memorabilia Tervis tumbler behind the bar, and they would just constantly keep it filled with Diet Cokes. It was legend.
Legend. It's funny you say this though, because I've said this on the podcast before. My mom used to drink like 10 Cokes a day too. It was like there was a time where that was just okay, at least in the South, where that's just like, it's fine. No one thought about, it's insane to think about that now. Insane.
And my dad always had this joke, because he was like a heavy set Southern guy. We'd be at a restaurant. He'd always ask the server. He'd be like, do you know why people drink Diet Coke? And you know, the young girl would always be like, no, why? And he'd be like, because they're fat and they're thirsty. And then she wouldn't know how to react, because he was clearly a fat guy. And I would just be like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Walk away. We'll tip you 80%.
He does this every time. It's fine. It's fine.
Yes.
Damn, that's good.
Yeah. That's a great joke. You know, it worked on me.
Keeping a 5-gallon in the bedroom, I mean, I might do Mountain Valley, but either way, I like it.
And also, why Poland's? Was it actually Poland Springs?
I think Poland Springs is what we would drink down here, because, you know, we don't do Dasani. No, it was either Poland Springs, or was it Ozark? It was whatever the Spring Valley was.
Okay. That's just so cool. That's like, as a aspirational water drinker, that's something that I really feel a kinship.
What do you drink?
That's the thing. I'm not, people think I'm a snob. I'll drink any old water. I like the gallon distribution, because I know how much it is. So when I finish it, I know I'm done. But like, you know, people, why don't you pour it in a cup? Because that's just extra stuff. I don't need that, you know?
I hear you.
But no, I'll drink anything as long as it hydrates me. I don't drink alcohol. And so I really only drink coffee and water, which I feel like could be a key to my, like, I could live longer, I think.
Okay, I hear you. My thing is, actually drinking all the water, it kind of doesn't do shit unless you have electrolytes in it. So I've become like this electrolyte girl, where I've always got some sort of sodium, potassium, magnesium bullshit tincture in my
We got Liquid IV, we got Element. What are we using?
I like Element. I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV, if I'm going drinking, that's what I'm going to do. But it leaves you real swollen and salty the next day. But I live off these tablets called Noon, N-U-U-N. And I get
I've seen Noon.
I get the strawberry lemonade because they're low sugar, and I probably have 6 of those a day.
Okay. Okay, so you found the 2023 version of caffeine-free Coca-Cola.
Sure did.
6 Noons. Okay.
It sounds like this is some real Southern shit. You don't like water that much, so you got to make it taste yummy to actually drink it. You have to trick yourself.
That is such a thing when people in the South are like, I just drink sweet tea. I don't like water. I've always loved water. I'm really a sparkling water girly.
I love water. I've always loved water.
Okay, fuck off. But my thing is, I like bubbles. I like a crisp Perrier. I am a sparkling water snob. I've got everything. I've got Poppies. I got Spindrift. I got LaCroix. Anything you could ever imagine. A Topo Chico, I got it. So I really have to trick myself into drinking real water, because if it doesn't tickle the tongue when it hits the lips, I'm upset about it.
I understand.
So you like a hard Perrier bubble, not a softer Pellegrino offering. Okay.
I do like Pellegrino. We did serve it at the wedding, obviously, because it's Italian, but I get a real hard-on. You can't get it at Costco. You have to get it at Sam's Club. But you can get the little mini bottles,
yeah, yeah,
the glass bottles, and that Perrier bubble is so fucking tight and crisp. It's, I like it's that. Good.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I like that they even sell that at some of these members clubs. I'm surprised. I haven't. Yeah. Maybe I should take a second look at Costco and Sam's.
Well, actually, Club. It's funny you brought that up because my wife's mom gifted us a Costco membership for Christmas just last night. And her and I live just the two of us, no kids, no family. And I don't know how much I'm going to need a Costco membership. Can you walk me through this as you're a dink? Dual income, no kid?
Yes, I am. My husband's playing a lot of golf right now.
He's kind of in between. He's in between, like, jobs.
Yeah, no kids. Definitely no kids.
He said he's on sabbatical. Yeah, when we moved down from New York, he was okay. Well, technically, my job isn't really thriving in Atlanta, so I'm going to play some golf. I said, you do you, honey. Uh-huh. So let me tell you, okay, if you have him into a Costco, I know you don't think you need this shit. You go in. My favorite fucking thing to do when I'm home from the road is I don't know how to even say this. I like doing domestic shit when I'm home because I itch a little bit because I'm always gone. So when I'm home, I'm not a Target girl. I don't love to do that shit. Like, women be shopping. That's not really my thing. I go to Costco though. I get the flatbed. I don't even get the regular cart. I get the flatbed and I go in there. I'm buying electronics. I'm buying dog beds. I don't need, they have three. I buy cases of wine. I just go in there. I buy all the pastries. If you like lamb, they actually have fantastic New Zealand lamb chops at Costco. Great deal. Yeah. And they're organic. I got you. I'll tell you.
If you like lamb, they've got something for you over there.
Okay. So when you go to Costco and you have the flatbed, like you're moving cement from Home Depot.
Yeah. Like you're going contractor mode.
How much lamb are you buying for you and your golfing husband?
Well, and also my mother.
Okay. And sorry.
Petite woman doesn't eat much, okay, but I mean, I'm only getting lamb for, you know, I'm maybe getting two racks.
Okay.
That's not a big deal.
Do you have a basement or garage fridge in addition to your kitchen fridge?
Honey, I would not be a white woman if I didn't have at least two white fridges. I've got one giant floor to ceiling, probably 8 foot deep freezer fridge thing in the garage. Then we have one in the laundry room, but we're about to gut the laundry room. And I just bought, let me tell you, get excited. Okay. First of all, when I started making money, I bought myself a crushed ice machine. All right. Like the Sonic ice.
That's nice.
Yeah. Or
that's
like nice. You get a Zaxby's or whatever. Y'all don't have that out in the West Coast.
We're familiar with Zaxby's.
Jason knows about the lore of Zaxby's though.
I'm a Bojangles man myself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's only for breakfast. You don't do Bojangles after 10 a.m. It's not where they thrive.
Okay. No Bojangles after 10 and then no cookout before 10 p.m.? Does that seem about right?
Cookout is 3 a.m. You took a pill and you will not shit right for 2 weeks.
Cookout is one of the craziest places. I don't know. I can't. I'm disgusted by it. Like we were in Atlanta doing a show and I took Jason and our friend Tim, who was with us there, and they both were like, oh, hell, they were so excited.
I mean, the menu looks like a Dr. Bronner's soap bottle. It's just, it's a half a Bible.
I know exactly which cookout you were at. You were at the one on the west side off Howell Mill. I know.
We weren't. No, we were the one on Ponce.
Oh, okay. Oh, even that one's fancy. That's a reshoot.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, well, good to know.
Yeah, that's nice.
Good to know. I just
There was only a little bit of blood on the walls. It was a nice
minor. Minor. I'm sorry. So you're buying? You bought a crushed ice machine.
I got a crushed ice machine, not at Costco, but I did when I got my first real check. I was like, we're gonna elevate this kitchen. I like crushed ice, so we did. We got that machine, but now we bought. I just bought like the see-through fridge, kind of like the Kris Jenner one, but it's really
you're going
just
Kardashian like, mode.
I'm not going Kardashian mode to like show that I have like all these like fruits and vegetables, but we are such a condiment heavy, saucy family. So literally our fridge, we have like the Sub-Zero fridge in our kitchen. There is no room for food. So I had to get another fridge and install it in our laundry room. And it's like a restaurant fridge. It's like, if you were go to the deli, we bought like a deli fridge so that
we got a low boy.
We got a little, yeah.
So you can see, you can, because this is for, now is this for condiments or is this for food?
I think this one's going to be for food. And then the okay. and just the one in the kitchens for, you know, just condiments.
You do strike me as a, you might have a Khloe Kardashian style pantry where mm-hmm. it's all, you know, the organization, it's got like, there's, you've bought a ton of kind of uniform storage containers mm-hmm. and you take your Fruit Loops out of the box and put them in the, are you that person?
It keeps them fresh longer.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
So
it does.
It's wild. My mom is the kind of person where like she's addicted to plastic bins. Everything has its location. Mm-hmm. She's a plastic mm-hmm. bin. Everything has a sticker. But I realize it's also kind of just like organized hoarding. So yeah. I'm like throw everything away. I could be a minimalist if I could get my shit together. But we both have crippling ADHD. So like we'll start a Marie Kondo project and then not finish it. Sure. So it's kind of mm-hmm. chaos. I need to hire a professional organizer. Like I'm sitting in my office right now looking around like this is insane. Like it's bad.
I'm very interested. I'm also very interested in hiring a professional organizer. And I've heard amazing things. I'm looking into for the holidays getting a hypnotist to stop eating desserts.
Oh wow!
I don't know if that's I can't quit, mm-hmm. you know. And I can mm-hmm. I don't have to have them every day. Okay, I sound like a real fucking drug addict right now. I don't have to have them every
day.
That's
what he said about OxyContin too.
That's what I said about OxyContin. But I think that there's a hypnotist here in LA that a bunch of like musician friends I know have used to stop smoking, mm-hmm. and it worked like one time. They go once, and it's like they're mm-hmm. good to go. And it's not even very expensive. So I feel like it should work for dessert, right?
But can I ask, like, listen, smoking is really bad for you. Mm-hmm. Are sweet treats that fucking
no,
bad?
No, they're not. But it's like,
I think that's a spectrum.
Yes.
Sweet treats are a spectrum.
I have.
We're talking about eating a handful of Medjool dates, nature's candy. That's totally fine with me.
Yeah. We're talking about a 5-pound bag of
M&Ms.
If
you're talking about a Pazookie from BJ's Pizzeria. Yeah,
oh my God.
I have a sweet tooth. It's all I have left. You know, as far as vices go. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I was able to conquer it, I would be superhuman. That's part of it, is that I feel like it would take me into a new level that I can't unlock otherwise.
I think about this all the time. I think about not only am I funny, not only do I have a stunning face, I've got great legs, great tits. I have, you know, I'm smart, I'm witty, I'm kind. I am pretty much just 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
but if I could really get into great shape, I've always been, I like to call it tight chubby. Like the muscles are muscling, but like I just have that extra layer that's just, I never had abs. I'm soft in the middle. And I always think, I say, okay, if I really got ripped, it would destroy me. You know what I mean? It's, you got to have one thing that keeps you humble.
But doesn't it feel a little fun? Doesn't it sound fun to destroy yourself sometimes? You know what I mean? Just to see what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Just for a summer.
I feel like you got to go on. You got to just do the thing where you're like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna act like I'm getting in shape for a Marvel movie. I'm gonna hire a trainer. It would happen fast.
Yeah,
and then you could at least know if you liked it or not.
I've tried it multiple times. Whether I was,
you're like, the thought has crossed my mind before.
Funny you say that, Chris. I have done that multiple times.
Chris, let me tell you what. She is a queen of the yo-yos. I'm just a heavier set gal, and people when they see me in public, they're like, oh my God, fucking, oh my God, they're literally like, you're stunning. And I don't read that way on camera, so I always am just like, if I've done it, I have, but I just know the amount of fucking work it would take for me to get to that point, so I'm always like, I'm good.
Well, the problem is it ruins your life.
Ruins,
like, really,
your life.
Like I could be in insane shape if I didn't ever go to a restaurant,
yeah,
and ate fucking chicken breasts and yeah, like, you know, yeah. There's just a line where it's like my quality of life goes down too far.
Yeah.
You think I'm an asshole now.
Yeah. Also, I'm such a dickhead. I can't even imagine if I was fucking, oh yeah, if I was running around with my shirt off, that'd be bad for everybody.
Insufferable. That's what I say. I say that extra like 30 pounds keeps me so grounded, keeps me like,
like, we need this.
Quite literally.
This is good for business.
My vertical has suffered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't even dunk. I've been trying
now,
for years.
Now that you got some bread, are we doing mm-hmm. peptides, injections, mm. wellness thingies, IVs, cryo, any stuff like that? Not Ozempic.
I see a functional medicine doctor, so I pay out of pocket. My insurance covers nothing. You know, I definitely see a woo-woo gal who does, like, when I say they do a blood draw, it is like, I think that's too much. Like every time I'm like, I feel weak.
Wait, I can't stand up. up.
I can't stand up. No, I see a shout out to my doctor, Dr. Kristen Oja, but she's great. So I did IVF during COVID to try and get some embryos on ice because I knew I was about to go back on the road, and it fucking destroyed me. It like fucked me up.
It's hard.
So after that, I had to go. I see all the woo-woos. Mm-hmm. But again, they're always kind of like, the irony of it is, my dad died of cancer. My dad was a heavy set guy and he would fly for fun. He was a private, it was in private aviation. Mm-hmm. So he would always get like, would smoke cigarettes, didn't drink, but like, you know, smoked weed, did his thing. I don't know why I'm whispering. Like he's going to like bust in the room. but every time he would get blood work done, they were like solid as a rock. And like for a heavy guy, my mom was always like thinking that they're going to say like his cholesterol was high, blood pressure, mm-hmm. blood pressure's perfect. Cholesterol, perfect. A1C, perfect. You know,
Keep smoking cigs.
Yeah. They're literally
that
like,
might be keeping you alive.
Honestly, they're like, you're just built like a horse. But mine is I've had to get into the wellness because I'm so burnt out from the road.
Yeah.
I'm burnt.
So yeah. I mean, I love the idea of wellness in Atlanta because it's in short supply compared to Los Angeles. So I'm sure you've had to pick up some rocks and move some things around to find these practitioners.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that you did because I wouldn't know where to find them. That's for sure.
Oh, I found the spot. Shout out to Stat Wellness in Atlanta, Georgia. They're changing the game.
Where is it? Is it in the city or is it in Alpharetta? Be honest.
No, we got one in West Side and we got one in Roswell.
Oh, okay. We got two. Okay. Two locations is nice.
That so means the suburb girlies can get well and the city kids can too. You know?
Okay. That's good. I mean, I'm glad mm-hmm. I'm going to check that out next time I'm visiting my parents just to see how it compares to some of the beacons of wellness that I visit here in Los Angeles. You know,
I'm obsessed with all the voodoo witchcraft bullshit in LA. Like there's, I remember I got sick once in LA. I used to live out there and my friend was like, go to this guy. He was like a Chinese herbalist. And I had to drive to like Rancho Cucamonga and pay this guy $60 for just a tincture. And they were like, Gwyneth Paltrow sees him. It's a part of Goop. And if I tell you, I met this guy on the side of the highway and I bought those tinctures. And if I didn't feel fucking fantastic 24 hours later,
no shit.
It works.
You know, I'm into it.
Yeah, it works. No,
I'm an easy sell too. Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I mean, I haven't been to a real doctor. I mean, I go see some therapists for my body, mm-hmm. obviously, because I'm in such insane shape. It hurts all the time.
Yeah.
I guess also we went to the, did you ever go to Jason to the acupuncture? I sent you to the acupuncturist. Yeah. It's like, there's an acupuncturist that's like, you go in and it's all signed posters. It's like Gwen Stefani,
yes.
Rage Against the Machine. But it's all like rockers.
Yeah.
It's where the Chili Peppers get stuck, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, this is one of the most insane selling points that I've ever, like, it was, but I was like, oh, this is a nice mix of Eastern, you know, classic medicine and modern as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they let you know that flea gets stuck there.
It's also kind of like when you go to restaurants in Italy, because anywhere you go, like a nice restaurant in Italy, they always have photos that are like, they haven't been dusted in 40 years, but it's like a photo of Tara Reid at the hostess stand, just to be like, she came here once. Everywhere I go, I'm like, Tara Reid is going to all my favorite restaurants, but she was here in 2002.
So they see a blonde girl walk in, they're like, da 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 da.
Yeah.
She's a bag. They
Anna Nicole Smith. Yeah, they're all like, Anna Nicole, it's a you. Yeah, I get that all the time.
They do the little cross on the...
They know that she's dead, right? They know that she's dead, or you think they don't know?
I do think that they get the news a little bit delayed there, so I don't think they know she's dead.
They are a little behind.
Yeah.
They are a little behind. They kind of listen to transistor radios to get the dispatches. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's different.
Are you cooking up Italian food at home, or do you just go out?
We go out a lot. There is...
Because I know that you're into food, right?
I am, and I got to be honest with you, Atlanta has a phenomenal food scene. It's a vibe, and we have great Italian restaurants. But no, I do like to cook a little bit at home. But you know, again, the southern roots. I'm kind of like, let me put a dip with some sort of creamy sauce in a crock pot, set it and forget it. You know,
go play
9 holes at the club, come back, have some sort of buffalo chicken dip. That's mm-hmm. what brings me joy. But yes, yep, I do. Yep. If I'm cooking, we only cook Italian. That's how we
okay.
roll.
Oh, okay. I mean, the Atlanta restaurants are great, and I think people kind of know that now, but Italian is not what I think of.
Have you been to Storico Fresco? Have you been to Yepa? Have you been to Storico Forza?
Have you been
to Lila? Honey, come back to the city. I'll take you out. We will fucking eat, and you're having a sweet treat with me, because I'll tell you right now, I really don't trust people. If we go out to dinner, it could be lunch. I'm not going to eat a dessert at lunch, but if we go to lunch and they say, would you like to see the dessert menu? I would like to peruse it. I do want to look. And if you're one of those people who's like, no, 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 we don't even want to look. Mm-hmm, I don't think we can continue our friendship.
Chris always
okay,
says, okay,
well, that's good to know.
I went out to dinner last night with my wife and her parents, and we saw the dessert menu, went through all of it, and we're like, nah, we're good.
And that's fine.
But you do need to know.
But you have to explore it. You have to explore it.
Well, I recently saw on your Instagram, there's a little kind of a rant on sauces and white creamy things. Mm-hmm. Chris is very against sauces, white things, creamy stuff, sour creams, mayonnaises, all those things. And I am pro white, creamy, chunky.
I was really thinking that we were going to be besties, but you don't even fuck with a sour cream?
Oh, definitely not. Oh, hell no. Uh-uh.
What? How do you load a baked potato? What do you put? Do you do butter?
I haven't loaded.
I'm so disappointed.
I haven't loaded a baked potato maybe ever, but I am familiar with the
ingredients. I think Chris,
baked potato.
He's one of the, it's like a psychological thing where if I see a baked potato, I want to see how much butter and sour cream is on there, so I don't feel afraid that there is not enough.
Yeah.
Whereas Chris wants the butter and stuff in there, but whip it in together and with a mashed potato, he doesn't want to see how the white creamy sausage is made, I guess.
Okay. Do you do ranch?
Before he puts it in his mouth.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Chris, I really need to break this down.
I'm a blue cheese lover. I'm a ranch lover.
I've beaten that out of myself. I mean, obviously.
But Heather, there's like 20% of the people who don't eat cilantro because they think it tastes like soap.
It tastes like soap.
I think there's like a 20% of people who just anything white, creamy, saucy, they're just repulsed by it.
Do you do like a barbecue or a ketchup? Any other condiments? Is it just, you don't like
ketchup. I mean, if I'm having a French fried potato, of course I'll have ketchup like a good American.
But a little Duke's mayonnaise, dip that fry in there.
Listen, the only time I've ever agreed with the KKK is when they say white is right, because it means when it pertains to sauces. If you're eating a French fry, okay, when it comes to sauces, white is right. I'm not really, I mean, I enjoy ketchup, but if I'm more of a German kind of gal with a fry, a frite, if you will, mm-hmm. I'm dipping it in an aioli. I'm dipping it in a mayonnaise, maybe a Dijon mustard. I don't need ketchup with my fries. I don't really love a barbecue sauce. I like an actual Alabama white barbecue sauce. You know, I don't.
I am familiar.
I can only imagine
white.
When you open the Sub-Zero, the door, how much rattling and the weight, the dozens and dozens of bottles.
This thing's holding on for dear. Holding on for dear life.
Your sauce catalog must be exquisite.
Exquisite. Lots of hot sauces. My favorite, always at the top, a Crystal's hot sauce. It's from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crystal's on everything.
I love Crystal's. I was just in New Orleans about a month ago. It's the perfect hot sauce.
The best.
It takes nothing away. It only adds.
Only adds. That's beautiful.
Lastly, I wanted to ask you about script writing and things beyond comedy. I know you do that a little bit. Do you have anything in the works, anything coming up that we should pay attention to?
Oh, Jesus Christ, help us and save us. Yes, I have been developing a show at NBC for the last 25 years. I was talking about this with somebody else the other day. I was like, it's really wild because television development, movie development, it takes so long to get a yes. And then when you get a yes, it takes so long to get stuff across the finish line. With stand up and like podcasting and stuff, it's like you do it, you build an audience, or if you build it, they will come. So that's why it's so rewarding to me to be able to do stand up, because I can just write my show, get up, perform it, and have the time of my life, and I get instant gratification. This whole process of developing, while it should be like you look back in 2 years, you're like, man, look at all the stuff we figured out along the road. I'm like, just let me be on set, just pick up the show, you know?
I'll know
by February, but I'm ready. I'm like, just let me be on
set.
Are
you in it? Are you going to be in it?
Yeah, I'm starring in it. It's basically about my life once my husband and I moved in with my mom.
Oh, this is great. I look forward to that. That sounds the guys at NBC, I know you're listening. Let's get this thing greenlit. Let's get this thing greenlit.
Honestly,
let's get this thing going.
So if that does happen and we do get greenlit, how is that going to affect your life? Are you going to have to move, or are you going to be able to shoot in Atlanta?
Tyler Perry will break you off a little area.
Tie tie on the horn.
Unfortunately, it's going to be a multi-cam. So like Seinfeld, Friends, the live audience. So I'll have to move back to LA. which, listen, I love LA. I thrive. I was just there this week. I have a great time. Everybody wants to, I love New York, but all my New York friends are like, oh, fuck LA. I'm like, it's 75 every day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Air One. I just get, you know, I go to Jones on 3rd, get a Chinese chicken salad. I'm doing John and Vinny's.
You're really my kind of chick. Damn. I got to say, my Southern heritage, I'm feeling, yeah, I'm feeling a close kinship here. And I appreciate your time today.
And as somebody who's not from LA, you really know all the right spots, and you know what to get there. Just knowing the Chinese chicken salad from Jones on 3rd tells me everything I need to know. I feel safe.
When I was out there, I feel safe. She came up to my table. I was just there this week, but I was doing a show, had a show at the Pantages in November. She came up to my table. She's like, I'm a huge fan. I have met so many fucking A-list celebrities. I almost fell out of my seat. I was like, Joan, you don't understand. Like, I order your dressings online. Like, I'm obsessed with you. Like, the Korean chicken salad is also my favorite. Mm-hmm. The short rib sandwich. And she was like, anything you ever need, here's my number. I got Joan's personal number.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Humble brag.
She's kind of like LA's Ina Garten in so many ways. You know, she's just absolutely been there with
that's
us.
Really,
for,
that's
really,
that's very
decades.
Cool.
You got to try the turkey meatloaf sandwich at some point. The meatloaf sandwich is a sleeper.
I absolutely will try it. I will try it. Sounds delicious.
You know, sounds really light, Jason.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's light. It, obviously, meatloaf sandwich does not sound light, but you know, Jones found a way to freak it.
God bless. Heather, thank you for joining us on How Long Gone today. God. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. You guys are an absolute dream. And let me know when you come back to Atlanta, because I'll take you to the spots.
I'm ready to hit the St. Regis with you. And kind of just check out the lay of the land. You know, I'm ready.
Yeah. Let's fucking do it. Let's tear it up.
Thank you. Sounds Thank good. You so much. We really appreciate it. And you guys, everybody, go watch the special on Netflix. It's really funny.
Happy holidays.